This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. People powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. I'm John Henningsgaard. My pleasure to be with you this afternoon here as we go on the river. We heard from Robert Randolph there from the Preacher Kids LP out just a couple months ago. That was Sinner. Amy Ray gave us Joy Train. We started things off with Madalena from Goose. Thanks to our listeners, as you have helped us raise over $170,000 during this crisis that has been caused by the federal cuts to public media. KAXE is working hard to keep the programming that we all love going strong. Every action helps. If you are in a position to donate or share in our work, please visit us at KAXE.org. We thank you for your kind support. There's a bit of music around the Northland. PK Mayo is playing the Ore House tonight in Gilbert at 6. And tomorrow night, DJ Keeley at Jack's Pine Jamboree in Nisswa. Grant Edwards is playing Smoke on the Water, Cole Lorraine. Kyle Peterson and friends at the Community Center in Jacobson. That's at 6 p.m. The Acoustics playing the Bobber Bar in Cass Lake. David Hansen at Bridget's Pub right here in Bemidji, a 7:30 show. And Jason Waldron Band is at the Eagles in Grand Rapids tomorrow night. That show begins at 8:30. Well, isn't that a treat? Lots of good music around the Northland. And taking a quick look at the weather, we are expecting cloudy skies this evening with lows in the middle to upper 40s. Gusty winds going to continue from the south up to about 20 miles per hour. But they turn around, and tomorrow it's sunny skies, highs in the highs around 60 degrees tomorrow with breezy northwest winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour. And looking ahead to Saturday, sunny skies continue. Temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Well, it is time for our album of the week. The artist this week is Say She She. It's a trio from NYC. Three gals who, I believe this is their sophomore LP. Their third record. The album's entitled Cut and Rewind. I was interested in their technique. They write collaboratively, and they often write and record a song the same day. And that reminds me a bit of Jack Kerouac's technique when he wrote On the Road, which was one time through, no looking back, and boom, there it is. This is Say She She, our album of the week. The track is Bandit.
But you still have it, baby. All of a sudden الغدا بنكور وعنين دوهندا الورس وري الله سنزين بقان وارن تلشينن ودمو هيتال وارن تلشينن ودمو هيتال
Yeah, the cello song from Nick Drake. Tanarawin gave us Tidget from 2023. We started things off with our album of the week from Say She She. We heard Bandit. Tell us what you think of the album of the week. You can text us 218-326-1234. We would enjoy hearing your thoughts. You are tuned to KAXE, KBXE, People Powered Radio in the Northland. I'm John Henningsgaard. My pleasure to be with you here. We are on the river, our mix of folk, rock, blues, jazz, and world music. Thank you for joining us. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. You can learn more at sanfordhealth.org. It is Fall Flannel Fest at historic Kalava Hall in Virginia this Saturday. Sloppy Joes will be served beginning at 5. Music from the Lindala Brothers from 6 to 8. It sounds like a fall Finnish flannel fest in Virginia. Proceeds from the event benefit the preservation of the hall. A worthy cause indeed. Well, we're going to hear from Margot Price in this next set, as well as North Dakota / Minnesota artist Emmy Woods. But first up, from 2001, Mr. Bob Dylan's Love and Theft LP, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Doses to the grindstone, living in the land of naught, trusting our fate to the hands of God. They pass by so silently. Tweedledum and tweedledee. They're gonna retire. They're taking a streetcar named Desire. Looking at the window with a pecan pie. A lot of things they'd like they would never buy. Neither one's gonna turn and run. They're making a voice to the sun. His master's voice is calling. Tweedledee and tweedledum, all that morning song. They walk among the sleepy trees. They know the secrets of the breeze. Tweedledum said to tweedledee, presence is obnoxious to me. They're like babies sitting on a woman's knee. Tweedledum and tweedledee. Well, it ain't been down on my window pane. I got love for you and it's only pain. Braised in the pot, they beginning to boil. They're dripping with garlic and olive oil. Tweedledee's on his hands and his knees. Saying, throw me something, mister, please. What's good for you is good for me.
To a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Nice stuff there from Emmy Woods and the Red Pine Ramblers. That was her debut LP. Excuse me, EP. Released exactly 1 year ago this month. Woods was raised, in her words, on a gravel road in North Dakota and now resides in St. Paul, Minnesota. No Good For You, name of that track. Margot Price gave us Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, and we heard Tweedly Dee and Tweedly Dum from Bob Dylan at the top. You're tuned to 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. It's Northern Community Radio. I'm John Henningsgaard. My pleasure to be with you here on a Thursday afternoon in October. We receive support from Crosty Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids, where fall art classes for youth and adults are now open for registration, offering an exploration into the creative arts from painting and pottery to basket weaving and cake decorating. More information at macrostyartcenter.org. Lake Bemidji State Park has a Fall Fest candlelight adventure this Saturday from 6:30 to 8 in the evening. Take a short candlelight hike to the Lavinia Group Camp for a campfire, and stop by the Visitor Center for a craft, treats, games, and animals. Costumes are encouraged. Well, Bemidji State University music program sponsors a jazz fest annually. And some years back, they have featured artists that come in and work with the students. It's a mixture of university jazz bands as well as high school jazz bands from around the area. And a few years back, the featured artist was Chris Brubeck and his trio and called Triple Play. I was gifted a recording of their rehearsal the afternoon of the performance. And we're going to hear a track from that. I Feel So Bad.
I'd call it I Feel So Bad. I feel like a ball game on a rainy day.
Go on.
Yeah. there's so many sights to see. And when I look in my window, yeah, there's so many people to be. But it's strange. Yeah. I think it's strange right now. To pick up every stitch, you do now. You got to pick up every stitch right now. You've got to pick up every stitch. Hey, hey. What do you think I see? Somebody looking over, over his shoulder at me. And it's strange. I know it's strange. It's so very, very strange right now. So, so, so strange. She got to pick up every stitch. Yes, she got to. Pick up every stitch right now. You got to pick up every stitch, people. You see the rabbits running in the ditch now. Now and then a filthy beatnik man's out to make it rich. Hey, you got to pick up every stitch, people. Oh no.
Look out, they gotta look out. forceful. I know it's that time.
Mike Bloomfield, Al Kooper, and Stephen Stills off of their Super Session LP, Season of the Witch. And at the hot top, we heard from Triple Play, recorded live at the High School Auditorium, Bemidji, Minnesota. I feel so bad. I feel like a ball game on a rainy day. You're tuned to KAXE and KBXE, people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. I am John Henningsgaard. We are on the river. It's our mix of folk, rock, blues, jazz, and world music. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We receive support from Edward Jones, financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. The Heartland Symphony Orchestra performs Sunday, October 12th at 2:30 at the Kitschy Zibi for the Arts in Brainerd. Free will donations accepted at the door. More information at heartlandsymphony.com.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
but first ever wrote. And whatever happened to Rose? And whatever happened to that panhandle town? And where blew the ashes when the whole thing burned down? Is there still some valley my soul can repose? Type to do wrong to a heart that had loved her so strong. You have to know she wouldn't go. No, not without telling me why. Searched every churchyard, honky-tonk place for a name on a stone or a face, or maybe just one last goodbye. Sleep there till the morning.